Okay, so welcome all of you at the FARI Center for Economics at Collège de France. So I think it's a very moving occasion. So I prepared a few words because otherwise I thought I would not be able to speak. Numerous colleagues have paid tribute to Emmanuel since he passed away almost 2 years ago. Most recent, oh la la, I should show something. So numerous colleagues have paid tribute to Emmanuel since he passed away almost 2 years ago. Most recent is Jean's article entitled Emmanuel Farry, Economist par Excellence in the Annual Review of Economics, which we have the privilege to edit with Hélène. And from Esther Duflo, yesterday we received the most recent issue of the American Economic Review, which starts with a special tribute by the AER editors, followed by three memories, respectively by David Bacay, who is here, Ivan Werning, and Mike Woodford. With Hélène and Jean, and also David, Ivan, and Pierre-Olivier, we thought that perhaps the best way to show the impact of Emmanuel's contribution to economics would be to organize a conference where new research papers building on his work would be presented. This conference, hosted by the FARI Center at Collège de France, is organized around the main themes or fields which Emmanuel has deeply influenced and transformed: production networks, financial stability and monetary policy, international macro and international finance. It is not until Emmanuel joined the economics department at Harvard that I truly got to meet him. Meeting Emmanuel and getting to know him turned out to be like discovering a hidden brother. Both his father and mine were Egyptian Jews who migrated to France, and we discovered our two fathers shared similar political opinions stemming from a common revolt against extreme poverty they had seen in Egypt. And so we got the same, I think Emmanuel and I, we were motivated by the same thing. We wanted to change the world, and we went into economics motivated by politics and very much with the idea you have to make the world a better place. This brotherhood meant that Emmanuel was the only person in the department with whom I could freely talk about pretty much everything. Over the past 2 years, I have come closer to his mother, Danielle, his companion, Nicole, and his uncle and godfather, who happened to know several, so Michel is here, Gus is there, who happened to know several of my parents' friends from Egypt. Many of us here share the same quest for excellence, but in Emmanuel's case, this quest could turn into a deep guiltiness for not doing well enough, even though in reality, Emmanuel had already reached the top. If only Emmanuel could be back with us today to see the tribute paid to him and his path-breaking academic contribution. With Emmanuel, we have lost not only the bright star of these past two decades, but also a fantastic human being, a fantastic friend. I've lost one of my closest friend, and I still cannot, I think the same for you, I cannot come to grip with this. I think the conference will be organized as follows. So every paper, it's 45 minutes allocated, and the choice is either to have 45 minutes interrupted with questions, or half an hour uninterrupted, followed by 15 minutes of question. And I think Hélène, we leave the choice to the speaker, no? And so I think we are now ahead. We are now slightly ahead of time. Anyway, it's great to have you here, and we start with the first papers. Maybe David, the presenters. David, you could come here, and you will be presenting. And then the following paper will be by Ali Zera. He will present the next paper. Voilà. Excellent. So, thanks. Great to be here. Thank you.